lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the news service Reuters did a study, it's a fascinating study. They identified 800 threats, 800 violent threats against various elections officials in 16 states. Now, remember, it was 16 states. We have 50 states. They didn't even look at 34 states. So there are 800 threats against election officials, ranging from election commissions, Secretary of State, poll workers in 16 states. Guess how many prosecutions resulted from those threats? Four. In 796 cases, there was no consequence. And up until now, the authorities have been imposing the following test. If someone in a threat says, I will kill you, or I will kill your family, that is a threat. That's a threat. That's a crime. It's a felony. And they will look at prosecuting that. In most cases, they don't even do that. I don't know if it's lack of resources. They don't bother to try to get behind the anonymous accounts that they came from. Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State in Georgia, because he certified the election, got threats that said, we'll kill you and your family very slowly. And I know of no prosecutions there. Those people should be in jail a long time. That is the start of the fascist cult that the Republican Party is turning into. However, some people will make oblique threats. They'll say things like, you committed treason. The penalty for treason is death. Or they will say, you should die for treason. Those are not being prosecuted. People are very reluctant under the First Amendment to prosecute everything negative that somebody says about an office holder. So if somebody says, you have committed treason, it may be false. It is false in this case. But that in and of itself is not a threat. If they then say the penalty for treason is death, that was true 200 years ago. It's technically true now. The people that leaked the hydrogen bomb secrets to the Russians in the early 1950s were put to death. But the truth is that right now, nobody has any time recently. Nobody has any time recently. I mean, Chelsea Manning could have been put to death under that statute, but nowadays there's not an appetite to do it. But they're not prosecuting that. There was a breakthrough in the Ninth Circuit. I talked about this on the show the other day, where somebody threatened Moscow Mitch, and they said, the resistance will come to slash your throat. Now, prior to that, that might not have been prosecuted, because the guy isn't saying, I'll do it. He's saying the resistance, whatever that is, will come. And the Ninth Circuit says enough is enough. That's the appellate court, federal appellate court, in rank and authority just under the U.S. Supreme Court, like all the other federal appellate courts. And they said enough's enough, and they reversed a lower court decision that said that that could not be prosecuted. And they said, no, that can be prosecuted. Where do you draw the line? If somebody says you committed treason, even though it's false, it's a conspiracy theory, that is not a prosecutable offense. But if somebody says, in any respect, you will die, you should die, I will kill you, or somebody else will kill you, that has got to be prosecuted. It's not a difficult standard to understand. You can absolutely write an email to Ron Johnson, say, you are a disgrace to the state, you've got to be out, you betrayed the Constitution. You should be able to say that, and you should say it. The minute you get into violence, the minute you get into suggestions, even though oblique, sly and cunning oblique suggestions of death or anything of that nature, that's got to be prosecuted. What's happening is, this study showed 800 threats in 16 states. It didn't show any study at all in the other 34 states. And this is obviously could not have captured every threat, and only four of them got prosecuted. People think that they can threaten people with impunity. And what's happening is poll workers and election workers are going, I don't need this. They might get $100, $150 a day for the one day. It's 12 hours. They got to open the polls and get ready to open at 7 a.m. The polls close at 8 p.m. And then you got to stand down, get, you know, compile the votes and get them into the central authority. They're not doing it for the money. They're doing it out of civic duty, and they don't need death threats. The people that are threatening any violence are enemies of the United States. They're enemies of the United States. They're enemies of our Constitution. They should be prosecuted, and they should be put in jail. Speaking of an enemy of the United States, you've heard of this clown, Alex Jones. Alex Jones is one of the most vicious conspiracy theorists on the right. He is the guy, just incredibly, this is sadistic, said the shooting of the first graders at Sandy Hook, when they were all gunned down by that guy with the automatic weapon, semi-automatic, they didn't occur. The parents were all lying. They're all crying on TV because they just wanted TV exposure. Vicious and sadistic. What happened is some of the parents have sued him and they won. And Alex Jones is going to be paying out a lot of money, the money that he gets spreading this kind of stuff. And if he lies in any, if he tries to go bankrupt, there's an exception in bankruptcy that if you, if the judgment against you is based on fraud, is based on what we call scienter, intentional conduct, you can't go bankrupt. Believe it or not, you can't go bankrupt. It's like the 19th century in Charles Dickens. You don't get sent to the workhouse. You don't get sent to prison for bankruptcy. They'll follow you forever. They will garnish every paycheck you have, take every asset you have. And if you lie about it in disclosures, that's a felony. They will hound him till this guy dies. Well, he, the most, one of the most degraded and vicious people on the far right, just attacked Donald Trump, believe it or not. That fever swamp on the far right is in utter disarray. And he attacked Trump for promoting vaccines. What Trump said in Houston was, I got vaccinated in a booster and I hope you did too. And he got booed. And the theory in the Republican Party, it's not my theory, is that Trump did that because all he wants to do is be praised. And Joe Biden on television said, look, I don't agree with most of what Trump did, but he did start Operation Warp Speed. He did put in money to develop these vaccines, and he did put in guaranteed contracts to the vaccine makers so that they wouldn't lose money. And that was a good thing. And Trump's ears perked up. He's like a poacher. He's like a lab, golden retriever. And he licks Biden's hands, and then he wants his ear scratched. That's all he wants. This guy is really pathological. He's emotionally disturbed. So Alex Jones now is attacking Trump, going, Alex Jones says he either doesn't know what he's doing, or he's completely ignorant, or he's the most evil man who ever lived. This is Alex Jones, who is the most evil man, or one of them, not the most, who ever lived, attacking Donald Trump. So stand by for some more infighting in the fever swamp. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.